With week one still on their minds, the Saints get ready for their week two matchup with the New England Patriots. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap, presented by Acme Oyster House, starts right now. Hi again, Saints fans. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome back to the Osher Sports Performance Center, where today the New Orleans Saints did two things. One, they started to clean up the mess from week one, and two, get ready for a big-time home opener against the New England Patriots. Practice outside today, John. Beautiful day for that, but probably a long practice for the New Orleans Saints as they had that, I think, dual goal today.
Look, there's a lot of work to be done. So first, they've got to clean up the previous errors before they can move along to the New England game plan. And that's one of the things that Sean Payton emphasized. Look, we got to get this thing fixed. We can't ignore it and just pretend it didn't happen. So we've got to correct that, and we've got to then move on to New England. Because, look, the Saints have been the last three seasons, 0-2, 0-3, and 0-3. Those have been three consecutive 7-9 seasons. They don't want to go into another 0-2 hole.
Yeah, 0-1 start, obviously, for everyone. And a tough start, too, for some of the young players who were kind of thrown into the fire this past Monday night against Minnesota. Looking to clean up some of those first-game mistakes and get better for game two, guys like Alex Anzalone and lineman Ryan Ramczyk.
You know, I think there's definitely things that could be cleaned up and, you know, again, fixed. And, you know, just good to get one under my belt, my first one. And I mean, I had fun out there, but didn't come out on top.
What are some of the areas you feel like you need to clean up?
You know, just in the game, there's a lot of different things that can happen, stuff you don't expect, and just, you know, I think as a defense, there's obviously things that we need to clean up and get better at. Personally, you know, there's things every technique-wise or stuff you could do better, but, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to execute and do your job.
What was the jump you saw from preseason to regular season?
You know, there wasn't anything too crazy, you know. You know, obviously it's a little more action, a little quicker. But, you know, as far as the actual play, it's not anything too crazy that's out of the ordinary.
How did you think you played your first NFL game?
I thought I played all right. We watched the film today and definitely some things to improve on. So we keep working this week and get better.
All right, with that, our second goal of the week, or the day rather, and that's to get ready for week two against the New England Patriots, and to steal a phrase and to paraphrase at the same time, we're on to New England. And that's certainly where we turn our attention for this home opener in a short week.
Well, we better be, because we're talking about the five-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, the reigning champs right now. They did not have a great game on Thursday Night Football to open up their regular season. And so, obviously, New England's going to be looking to even their record. Don't feel good about what they did, no more than the Saints did, obviously. So they're going to come in here really looking to put it to the Saints.
No doubt. Saints quarterback Drew Brees talked about the uniqueness of going up anytime against a Bill Belichick-led ball club.
Yeah, well, you know that they're going to have a specific plan for you. You know, so there's plenty of things that you can watch on film, and yet until you get to game time, you know, you don't know exactly what they're going to do. And in every situation, you could get something different. Just depends on how they want to defend you. And so throughout the course of the game, you just have to expect the unexpected a little bit, and you know, just be very on point with your, you know, your communication and just how you're handling how they're trying to defend you.
There is an obvious storyline this week. It's Brandon Cooks, who will make his return to New Orleans and play against his old team. John, the Patriots wide receiver core is a little beat up. Cooks may be kind of their number one guy going into this weekend.
Well, they don't have a couple of key guys that they love to have in that slot position. And so, yeah, Brandon Cooks is the field stretcher more so than a guy that's in the slot. And Tom Brady doesn't really know him as well as he might have known, obviously, a Danny Amendola or the other receivers. So there's probably still a little bit of chemistry going on there. And yet, he might be the most, well, he might not be. He is the most accomplished receiver left on that roster that's active right now. And obviously the Saints know exactly what he can do.
Yeah, the defensive backs are getting ready. And P.J. Williams says keenly they're aware of what Brandon Cooks is able to do and might try to do this weekend.
He's a real good player, man. And we went against him every day in practice. And we got to see it firsthand. So we know he's a good player. We know he can do a lot of good things, stretch the ball down the field. He has great speed. And also they can find different ways to get him the ball. So we know him and we know what he can do. But we definitely looking to watch film, see what the Patriots do.
J.D., later today we'll get our first look at this week's injury list, at least the initial report, and obviously Zach Strief unable to finish on Monday night. probably will find himself on that injury list. We don't know the details. They have not been released by the team yet as to what that injury is, but certainly I think that all of us have to be aware that there could be a need at right tackle to be filled this week.
Well, and if Zach can't play, that brings about the possibility that Bryce Harris might be re-signed. We know that he was released prior to the Monday night game. That allowed Adam Big Hill to move up from the practice squad. He was a help at linebacker. There was a lack of depth there with Nate Stupar and Stephon Anthony being out. So maybe Bryce Harris is signed to that 53-man to replace him. Also, we know that Senio Kelemente finished out the game. So Senio is a viable option there. He's played every offensive line position for the Saints in the regular season game except center. So we know they feel comfortable with him on this team playing that position.
All right, we'll keep an eye on the Saints injury list and the transaction wire later on this Wednesday at NewOrleansSaints.com. I don't think we want to ignore the New England injury list as well. Not that we would do that on any given week, but with Dante Hightower injured this past week against the Kansas City Chiefs, John, we got to keep an eye out on his availability too. He's probably the heart and soul of that front seven on the New England defense.
There's no doubt. And I mean, they were pretty much raked over the coals against Kansas City. So to not have him against the Saints is going to put them at a certain deficit. Hopefully, if he's not able to play, the Saints are able to take advantage of it.
All right. The new week has begun, obviously, here for both the Saints and the Patriots. And we'll be back tomorrow after practice as well as the Saints continue to get ready for their home opener. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Thanks again for joining us for the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap.